On this day back in 1976, ABBA released Dancing Queen, the lead single from their fourth studio album, Arrival. It did okay. Went to the top of the charts in more than a dozen countries, including here in the U.S., where it was the band's only number one single. Other hits, but the band's only number one single. And, of course, got Mamma Mia and various musicals. The legacy of ABBA continues very strong. On this day in 1976, this song, Dancing Queen, released from ABBA. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Talking now with Pete Hoekstra, U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands during the Trump administration, 18 years in the U.S. House, representing the 2nd District of Michigan. Find him on Twitter at Pete Hoekstra. Pete, thanks so much for joining us.
Always great to be with you. Thank you.
You also served, well, during your time in the House, as chairman and ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee and also now chairman of the Center for Security Policy Board of Advisors. So you do have some working knowledge of the intelligence community. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, your first chance to be here with Steve on the program, on Steve's program, since the raid on Mar-a-Lago in Florida. What is your general takeaway, your thoughts on what you saw transpire over the past week or so?
Well, I think for the Department of Justice and the FBI, the whole scenario just keeps looking worse and worse and worse. It was already bad on Monday night. In the images that we saw on Tuesday morning, 30 FBI agents in paramilitary gear standing outside the residence of the former president of the United States with their machine guns, looking for documents that the librarians from the National Archives believe that the president took inappropriately, that that were under discussion between the Justice Department, the archives, and the former president as to what the disposition of those documents should be. It really is awful what has happened. It's worse than what happened to Governor Rick Snyder here in Michigan, but it seems to be a pattern of Democrats in office, whether it's Governor Whitmer. Or now Joe Biden using the tools of their attorney generals to weaponize the judicial and law enforcement process.
There's a whiff of an attitude that we have to get him on something. They've talked about prosecuting Trump and putting him behind bars and this and that over the past 5-6 years, and there's a whiff to this of, well, we've got to get him on something. We're running out of time. Do you get that feeling as well?
Oh, sure. I mean, it started in 2016, before the 2016 election. The rumors started early on with, this campaign is in collusion with the Russians. After the president won the election in 2016, you had Jim Clapper, John Brennan, and others going to meet with the president the president-elect at that time to, brief him on the frightening allegations that were coming out of the Steele dossier, a Steele dossier that was put together by the Hillary Clinton campaign that at that time already the FBI knew was a hoax. But put the president-elect under a cloud before he ever took office, led to the creation of the Mueller investigation, which should never have taken place based on the FBI knowing that this was a hoax. But again, putting the president and his administration under a cloud for 2 years, it continued and now you've got the January 6th committee and now the raid on a former president's residence, unprecedented, and just a pattern of abuse mm-hmm. by the FBI and the Department of Justice. It really is frightening. You take a look at what they've done to some of the people that were at the protests on January 6th. Now they're getting, they're unwilling to put any new people on the border to to protect their borders. But they believe that the biggest threat that they currently face is average Americans cheating on their taxes, and they're going to hire 87,000 new IRS agents, many of them who will be authorized to carry weapons. If this doesn't get to be a scary scenario for the average American, I'm not sure what does.
And speaking of scary scenarios, Pete Hoekstra, you tweeted about this over the weekend, the response from an NBC contributor, and then commented on by General Michael Hayden, the former intelligence director, saying, sounds about right to an allusion that the Rosenbergs were convicted and executed for giving U.S. nuclear secrets to Moscow in relation to the Trump raid. It sounds about right. The rhetoric on this from people who should certainly know better is kind of out of control.
Yeah, this is the former director of the CIA saying that he believes that it may be appropriate to execute a former president of the United States of America based on absolutely no evidence. And they worry about the extremist on the right wing. When you've got folks like this, not only saying it's about right, some would say that if someone on the right had said this, it would be saying, arguing and advocating for the assassination of a former president. I know Mike Hayden, okay? When he lied to Congress. We really should have followed up on that. He was he was the director of the CIA when I was on the Intelligence Committee. And there were cases where this guy was not honest and truthful with Congress. And, it's awful where people in the positions that they held, people in the intelligence community, the professionals who ran it on a day-to-day basis, when they finished their jobs, they would go away. Now they're pundits on TV, and what they're doing is they're destroying the legacy of the agencies that they had because they're exposing how deeply partisan they really, really were and continue to be. They were partisan when they were in their jobs. And they are, now they're just doing it publicly. Before they hid it in, quote unquote, the professionalism of the work that they tried to do.
Pete Hoekstra, U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands under the Trump administration, also a former U.S. House of Representatives member for 18 years. You can find him on Twitter at Pete Hoekstra. Pete, thanks so much for joining us this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Always good to be with you. Have a great day.
I appreciate it. That's Pete Hoekstra here. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Many of us, including here on the program, I know when I was filling in for Steve, warned about the consequences of some of the COVID mitigations, the masks, especially in schools, especially with young students. Now we're seeing that some of those fears are coming true. Talk about that next. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
See tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I
I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.